It is time for us to check the forecast, and I'm going to play a sound that Pat Pagano just missed this weekend. That is the sound of a tornado. And Pat Pagano was on the Cape. He left, and a tornado came. Good morning, Pat.
Yes, and interesting thing about it, when I was in Chatham, and on Sunday, I was discussing with everybody that I was hoping to leave by 11 a.m. Monday morning so that I could get home ahead of the severe weather and begin working in the weather center. And they rolled their eyes. In other words, here he goes, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
So then Sunday morning, when everybody was sitting around the living room after breakfast, I said, I just want you to know that there is the potential of severe weather tomorrow. And what time are you leaving Joanne? It's our house.
Yeah.
And she said, well, Vinny and I will probably leave tomorrow night, Monday night. I said, I'm going to suggest that you leave earlier because of the potential of severe weather and even a tornado. And she said, Pat, this is the Cape. We don't get tornadoes here. Yeah. I said, says you. And her husband just looked at her and he said to her, he said, don't you think the man knows what he's talking about? She goes, I didn't say he doesn't, but we don't get tornadoes here just the way we don't put clocks around the house because there's not one clock. And I remarked about that. She said, when you're here, you're on Cape time, which is no time. I said, I could appreciate that. I said, but I live by the clock. I said, and I need to know where the clock is, and I don't carry my cell phone with me like everybody else. So I said, it wouldn't hurt you to have one clock. She says, you could look at the clock in the dishwasher.
That's right.
Just click on the dishwasher. So I reminded her yesterday, there has been damage at her house. A tree fell down. Neighbor called her. I don't know exactly where. She's heading back up on Friday. By the way, they didn't leave any earlier on Monday, so they hit into all the severe weather. And I just reminded her, I said, Joanne, now is the, quote, time to listen to your friend who's a meteorologist for over 40 years. So anyhow,
Did you see the video of the roof coming off that motel?
I sure did. I saw, I mean, everybody was sending me the stuff because they knew I was in Chatham. I mean, there's still like 5,000 people without power in Chatham.
Well, yeah, that's what happens when the tornadoes came through Cornwall. It was it took a week and a half to get most of the people back up with electricity.
Yeah, and I told you that Harry Connick Jr. lives there, right? I told you that.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm sure he may be without power too. We shall see. But
you know, the New England area, when crews come in, this is no lie. When crews come in, when there's a disaster and crews come in to repair power lines and everything like that, most of the crews say that this power grid in New England is the most antiquated and oldest that they've ever seen.
Mm-hmm.
So, but you know, they. I mean, that's why, you know, remember that 10 years ago during that big storm we had, the entire state of Connecticut was without power. Come on. How can an entire state be without power? Really? Think about this in today's modern age. Entire state? But anyways. So now let's get to the forecast because I didn't have the AC on last night.
Right. One other thing to add to that, when you said about the electric grid, and I'm not trying to be not trying to bring anybody's head down, but we all know that especially coastal New England has not had a major hurricane in years. We're talking a Cat 3 or better. Hmm. So picture, folks, if a tornado, which is on the average 1/4 mile wide, and the clock winds at 82 miles an hour at Chatham, if that did this damage, God only knows what would a Cat 3 hurricane do.
Yeah, and it's going to happen sooner than later.
So just keep that in mind because they keep building along the shore. And, you know, I'm totally against that. But, of course, that's where the money is and that's where all the taxes come from. You know, if you live along the shore, Your house is $1 million to buy. Take the same house and move it, 50 miles inland. It's half the price. So, but it is beautiful at the shore. We'll have partly sunny and less humid weather, low 80s today, 60 tonight, sunny to partly cloudy, 80 to 85 Thursday. Friday, mid-80s, sunny, moderately humid. Sunny to partly cloudy, 85 to 90 Saturday and Sunday, and only moderately humid. And I trust you didn't go to the city yesterday.
No. No,
I
did not.
Move.
I stayed home, and I watched Rogue One.
Rogue One?
Yeah, the Star Wars prequel.
Oh, okay. I was thinking of my call when you said Rogue One.
No, I watched that, but it's when you talk about weather and first thing when I started to see these reports, I said to myself, gosh, Pat could have been right in the whole middle. He could have been filing live reports with us here from Chatham. But when you think about the weather and where we live and how unprepared really we are, years ago there was a debate. Companies didn't put power lines underground when they put new power lines in.
Okay.
And you know what? It would have been expensive, yes, and customers would have had to pay for it.
Right.
But over the long term,
it definitely saved a lot of headaches.
Headaches, money, everything else. But it's too late to do it now because now the cost is absolutely prohibitive. It's not even close. But, what can you do? That's what everybody decided to do back then.
So. I was telling, it's funny that you mentioned this because, again, we got into this conversation up there about how weather's changing, what do I think, global warming, this, that, and all of that. And I was telling them, I said, I will have to agree that the weather has gotten more severe.
Well, we've said, how long have you and I said this? The way global...
The extremes are now the normal.
That's exactly right. Everything is extreme, and the extremes are going to keep getting worse and worse. But also, the extremes are getting worse and worse, but everybody's got a damn camera now. So we all hear and see about these things much quicker than we used to years ago.
And it helps us to, as meteorologists, it helps us to understand right. more of the way of severe weather. But I could tell you that on Long Island... And this goes back, we're talking 20 years. WALK, the radio station that I work for on Long Island, they asked me to do a hurricane seminar every year. This is way prior to Sandy. And I came up with the name, When the Big One Hits. And I went all across Long Island doing these seminars. And they were advertised on the radio station. And a lot of people showed up. I'm talking, I remember one time there were people outside into the lobby of the hotel because we couldn't fit everybody into the auditorium. I have video to prove it. I have, I had made sure they taped me. So I have it on VHS, I now put it on DVD. But I had people in there showing everyone if a Category 3 hit on Long Island, where the water level would be on some of the famous spots. I also told them, I said, what do you think is going to happen to the subway system? I said, it's going to flood out. What do you think is going to happen to the tunnels? It's going to flood out. And you know what, folks? If you don't have advance warning of that, lots of people are going to die.
Right.
I said, but it's even the bridges. I said, and taking care of the elderly, the sick in the hospital, generators if they go out, I went through all of this 20 years before Sandy. Do you think anybody listened?
No. Nope.
Because they all think, they just think, this is just another one, another media hype and, a whole thing like, this should be in the movies. Well, I'll tell you folks, Sandy was something to remember and I'm hoping we never see anything like that again, but coastal New England is overdue, just the way the east coast of Florida is at this point.
And with that good news...
I'm going into the sunlight.
Pat, we'll speak to you tomorrow.
Tomorrow it is.
All right, take care, buddy.
Bye-bye, Marcia.
Pat Pagano this morning in the Weather Center, of course, with a check on our tri-state forecast here on Robin Hood Radio.